Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Interview on Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. It's 8:16 right now on Thursday, June 24th. I'm Catherine Rose, and I'm in the studio with two musicians from the Sitka Music Festival. I have with me Yulia Gorenman and Alex Gonzalez. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And you're here this morning to talk about kind of a bittersweet moment, the last weekend of the Sitka Music Festival. How are you feeling about that?
Kind of sad.
Yes, exactly.
It went on so fast, right?
Yeah. And a few concerts coming up, and I'm looking forward to talking to you both about that this morning and kind of what we can look forward to on Friday and Saturday this weekend. But first, I want to hear more about you. So I think Sitkins would love to hear more about your backgrounds and how you got into your career path, which is such a, you know, glamorous and beautiful. I imagine being a musician. Maybe it's got its challenges too, I would imagine. So I'd love to hear about how you got into playing your instruments.
Sure. Of course, it looks glamorous only from afar. it's not usually that glamorous. I was born in a country that doesn't exist anymore. I was born in the Soviet Union, modern day Ukraine. I grew up in Kazakhstan, and I went to school in St. Petersburg. This was before I came to the United States at the age of 21. I like to say that I was born in San Francisco at the age of 21. And so that's where I started my next chapter of my American life. Mm-hmm. As a musician, I went to San Francisco Conservatory of Music, and then later on, I went to Peabody of Johns Hopkins University, and that's where I met with Zul Bailey, who was my next door neighbor in the dormitory. It's like one of those things you'll never know, and I would have never imagined that this encounter would take me miles and miles away to Alaska, and so here we are.
Here we are, and Alex, how about you?
Yeah, sure. So I was born in Arizona in a town called Fort Huachuca, which is an army base down in the southern part of the states. My mother was in the military at the time and grew up there for the first few years of my life. And eventually my family relocated to Las Vegas, Nevada when I was about 7 or 8. And I wanted to play the violin since I was in Arizona, actually, but it was such a small town that there was nowhere to go to get a teacher or anything. So I had to wait several years until we moved to a bigger city. And I started to play when I was about 11, when I was able to get an instrument in my public school orchestra program. And the rest was history. I was hooked immediately. and after that, I went to college at the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York, and did graduate work at Rice University and Carnegie Mellon University as well. And the way I got connected with this festival was through Martin Scher, who is one of the festival artists, and from what I understand, Zul's old roommate from the same era of his life.
We'll go all the way back.
Yeah. And so Martin, I know Martin from the New World Symphony in Miami, Florida, where I was a musician there. And he was very generous to bring a quartet of musicians from the orchestra up to Sitka to perform with great artists like Yulia and Zul and everyone there. So this is my first time here, and I'm sad that it's ending.
First time, but yeah. Yulia's been here four times, so I'm sure we'll see your face here again in the future. You know, I think that it tends to bring people back.
Yes.
So this weekend, two big concerts on Friday and Saturday, but really four big concerts, and we'll talk about that in a minute. I'd love to hear a little bit more about the lineup. What can people expect on Friday and then on Saturday? What pieces are you going to be playing?
On Friday, there are two large works that are being performed. The first is an arrangement of the Bach double concerto for two violins and orchestra. So usually it's played for two violins and orchestra or two violins and piano reduction. But this time, Zul Bailey and Kurt Nikkanen are playing an arrangement for cello and violin solo. So it should be very interesting. And that piece is one of those classic beloved sort of evergreen pieces that I never get sick of playing. It's got a little bit of everything. Fiery movements, really heartfelt movements, complex writing, etc. It's everything is in that piece. So it'll be really wonderful to hear that. And the second piece on the program is the Piano Quintet by Amy Beach. And this piece is performed by the New World Symphony musicians and Susan Reed on piano. And this is a really beautifully lush, romantic piece. Very, very complex, very heartfelt, one of those heart-on-your-sleeve type of pieces. And it's not performed too often in my experience. I've only heard it a couple times live, so I hope that the audiences of Sitka enjoy getting to know this piece as much as we've enjoyed rehearsing it.
And Yulia, why don't you tell us a little bit about Saturday's lineup?
The Saturday program is just the bomb. It's absolutely fantastic. We're going to start the concert with Chopin Ballade number 4 I'm going to play. And it's one of those unbelievable masterpieces that it contains everything. It's sincere and dramatic, and there are moments of incredible, unspeakable beauty, and with a backdrop of amazing view from a Centennial Hall. There's nothing better. It's just perfect. It's going to be followed by Strauss Sextet for strings. And then a great finish with the Dvorak Quintet, and the music could not be better suited for this occasion. It's as joyful and dance-like and happy as it gets. It's full of amazing melodies, ranging from happy and sad to practically ecstatic. I mean, there is no better send-off than this piece. I could not have picked anything better.
And I have a piece, I have that piece pulled up here. I thought maybe we could let the listeners hear just a little tease of how we might land the festival on Saturday should they decide to attend. So here, can you introduce it one more time?
Sure. It's Dvorak Piano Quintet number 2.
All right. I hate to pull that down. I want to keep listening.
How fun is that?
It really picked up after about 15 seconds. I was like, oh, here we go. Okay.
Right.
So that's how you're going to sort of send the festival off for this year.
Right.
And that's something that, again, if you show up on Saturday night, you'll be able to hear the artists live playing that piece. And I can imagine there's nothing like that. Spotify can hardly, I'm sure it's a transcendent experience to be there.
It's actually an unbelievable experience to even be there. I remember we just another day, just a day ago, we played it, we read it through, first time. And it was such an ecstatic experience. I felt like I could jump to the moon. I mean, it was just unbelievable. I could not contain myself. You just danced all the way.
And I imagine, you know, when you're talking about these pieces that you're playing, you know, words like fiery, heartfelt, ecstatic, all these, you know, emotive words, this sounds so intense. And it's so strange this year because of COVID, because you're playing two concerts back to back at 5:30 and at 7:30. So in order to sort of space the audience out for social distancing. So I would imagine that really must be an extreme experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, very much. Because it's none of those instances where you have to pace yourself and you save yourself for the later show. Uh-uh. We have to give it all, absolutely, all the way. And 5:30, we're on. And when the show is over, we have a very few moments to kind of compose ourselves. And then we do this again with the very same intensity.
So it doesn't matter if you go to the 5:30 or the 7:30 showing, the artists are coming to the table with the same level of energy and intensity.
100%. Yeah.
And we're running out of time, so I think we should remind listeners one more time what's coming up this weekend. So we've got two concerts, right? Friday and Saturday, 5:30 and 7:30 at Harrigan Centennial Hall. The Sitka Music Festival, that's sort of the big finale this year, right?
Incredible. What an amazing finish to a very, very challenging year. And a great send-off to Sitka 2022.
Well, thank you both so much for joining me this morning. I've been speaking with Yulia Gorenman and Alex Gonzalez. Yulia's a pianist, and Alex is a violinist at the Sitka Music Festival. And you can hear them both play this weekend on Friday and Saturday at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Thanks again for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.